All right, that. Here we're going to take 30 seconds apiece to argue a particular sports position. In this case, Bronny James being drafted by the L.A. Lakers. Mm-hmm. Was it the correct move or was it pure nepotism? Bernie will take it was the correct move. I will take it was nepotism. Bernie, you're our guest. You'll go first. You have 30 seconds. Can I get a buzzer at the 30-second mark, please? You have 30 seconds starting now.
Well, it was the right move. It is the correct move because when LeBron James is the dad involved and he plays for the Lakers and the Lakers don't want to fold up their franchise, you do whatever he tells you to do. And there's no reason you don't think that he said, I want him here, bring him in, just like J.J. Redick had a podcast with him, but they never talked about J.J. Redick becoming the coach. You do what LeBron says you do. Otherwise, you're out. If it was Rick James's kid, sure, we could question him. That's LeBron James's kid.
Ready? Go. Bernie, you ignorant slut. Here's a number. Four.
Set me up on that.
Four. That's how many points Bronny James averaged in college.
Yes.
4 points a game for USC. On top of that, he had a heart problem.
Yeah.
Okay, name me one other person in the NBA history who ever got drafted averaging 4 points a game and had a heart problem. The answer is nobody. This was pure nepotism to keep LeBron James in town. And notice, as soon as they signed him, he signed a new contract. Passionate.
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, wow. Excellent.
Very good, yeah.
Now, let's flip it around. Bernie, 30 seconds to make the case why Bronny James should never have been drafted.
Mitch, you ignorant slut. That's all I got.
I just Come on, you got to show how you can do both sides.
Well, Bronny James, you're exactly right, but you have all the material. But 4 points a game in college, who ever drafted a 4 point per game college player? Nobody. And of course, you know, you spoke about the heart, the father, but LeBron's going to get a NBA franchise, so probably in Las Vegas. So Bronny's just warming up for the move from L.A. to Vegas at some point. Mitch, you ignorant slut.
Now I'll take the opposite position. Bernie, how could you? Of all people, you just finished your final broadcast with your two sons. You teared up. You teared up when your two sons came to work with you. Mm-hmm. And here you would deny a man the opportunity to work with his son. Yeah. I don't even recognize you anymore. Who have you become? In 1 week's time, your heart has hardened. You make Pharaoh look like a softie.
Oh.
Deny a man the right to work with his son? I think not, Bernie Smilovitz. I think not.
You're still an ignorant slut.
Okay. We've just evidenced how easy it is to take a total opposite position.
Totally.
So if you want to know what went on 20 years ago, it was pretty much that, except we never did the second one. We just flipped a coin.
We'd sit in the chair. I remember we sit in the studio, and they'd say, okay, we're going to roll in 30 seconds. And you say, well, what side do you want? I go, well, what side do you want? I don't know. And we'd throw a coin up, flip it, and we'd go.
Yeah.
It was pretty much
that. That's exactly what it was.
It was good, yeah.
And you had a mustache, and I had a mullet.
You have a mustache.
Have you seen some of the videos of those old things of the two of us?
Yeah,
They are dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We pulled a clip from when I was in Washington for the last show, and somebody said, you look like Sonny Bono's illegitimate son. And I wrote down, I'm using that.
Well, the mustache is gone and the mullet is gone.
Oh.
But the attitude
That's
is
what you
still
should
there.
Do. You should grow a mustache. I'll grow a mullet. Okay. We have all this time now. Why not?
It's 760 WJR.